Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 17th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ.
And gathered for Solomon were his soldiers of the jinn, and men, and birds, and they were marching in rows.
So, as you listen to the verse, dear listeners, you understood that the verse says that there are some hosts of jinn and men who were gathered for Solomon. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And they were kept in order and ranks. Now, in different occasions, the Holy Quran has talked about jinn, and one of the surahs of the Quran is also named and called jinn. Here, in this very verse, it is referred to some of the qualities of those jinn. Jinn is a creature which has sensation and has been addressed by Allah, where the Holy Quran says, O assembly of jinn and mankind. So this is one part of the verse of the Holy Quran. Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins. Some of the jinn are believers, while some others of them are disbelievers. They are male and female, and naturally they have different kinds of desires. Now, some of them worked for Solomon as builders and divers, as the Holy Quran says, and the Satans, including every builder and diver. This is the verse of the Holy Quran. And it is understood from the verses of the current surah and those of another one that the government of Solomon had not an ordinary circumstance. It was formed by some extraordinary events and various miracles, some of which are mentioned in this surah, like Solomon's governing over jinn and birds, recognition of the talk of ants and speaking with hoopoe, and another part of it has been mentioned in the other verses of the Holy Quran. Now, the fact is that Allah showed His might in making appear His great government and the forces it possessed. And we know that from the viewpoint of a monotheist, these affairs are easy, they are simple, they are somehow untroubled for the Allah, the Almighty. By this verse, the Holy Quran says, And gathered together unto Solomon his hosts of jinn and men and birds. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ.
I'm حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as we understood, this power of the Almighty Allah, this might, is made manifest in the beginning of this very verse, because from the viewpoint of a monotheist, when you look at this verse monotheistically, these affairs are easily done and simply carried over, because the verse says, "And gathered together unto Solomon his hosts of jinn and men and birds." And the verse continues saying, "And they were kept in order and ranks." So the number of his forces was so large that in order to regulate the army, it was ordered that the primary rows of the forces should stop till when the last rows could move and reach the others. So that's why the verse says, "And they were kept in order and ranks." فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. The Quranic word يُوزَعُونَ is derived from the word وَزَع, which is the sense of to restrain, to hold back. So when this word is used in respect to army, it means that the first part of the army should be stopped till the ending part of it joins, and they would not be divided in this regard. So the Arabic word waza is also applied in the sense of avarice and the intensive interest, so that it hinders man from other affairs. So that's why this word is also used in this meaning as well. So, altogether, it is understood from this application that the forces of Solomon were both abundant, and they also worked under a special order. So, فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ, the verse says. Also, the Quranic word حُشِرَ is derived from حَشْر, which means bringing out the crowd of army from the resting place and causing them to start toward the battlefield, mobilizing them and the like. So it is understood from both this meaning and the meaning used in the next verse that Solomon had led an army into a place, but it is not quite clear that which one is among Solomon's military expeditions. Taking the contents of the next verse in mind, which speaks about reaching Solomon to the land of the ants, some say that it had been a region near Taif, while some others believe that it had been land near Syria. We will, God willing, talk more about this very verse in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.